This pen is way better than TNT. I am balling just like TNT. I got the news but no TMZ. Only real talk with the TNC. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. This pen is way better than TNT. I am balling just like TNT. I got the news but no TMZ. Only real talk with the TNC. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest survive. I cannot follow the tide. I gotta swallow my pride, or I'll just be eaten alive. Went off the beaten path, I couldn't see the crash. All I could see was the light. Whoa. Took it for granted, was too busy planning. I did all the damage. I know. Pump your brakes, boy, slow up. That young boy gotta grow up. I was falling behind, had to catch up. I was worried about being next up, cause I just wanna be great. I gotta know what it takes. Work on my character, so when it gets to that spot, I won't crumble and break. This pen is way better than TNT. I am balling just like TNT. I got the news but no TMZ. Only real talk with the TNC. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. This pen is way better than TNT. I am balling just like TNT. I got the news but no TMZ. Only real talk with the TNC. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. In the kitchen but I'm whipping. Watch what I got in the crock pot. Heated up right on the stove top. I don't need to clean it, I'm on top. My homies, they had the potential, but they never moved to their purpose. A lot of people claim they working, but nothing gon' break through the surface. 5 years been in slow motion, so I fell in love with the process. My ideas had to marinate. Now I'm ready for the entree. All the distraction, the dissatisfaction, they wait on my passion. I'm ready for action. I couldn't see past it. I thought I got past it. My fears, the lies, what happened? I was going deeper like a submarine, just to give up control over everything. Jesus, please take the wheel. Better than autopilot on a Tesla. I gotta get it, man. I gotta get it, man. I'm forever running. And my fate gonna like I'm bungee jumping. This pen is way better than TNT. I am balling just like TNT. I got the news but no TMZ. Only real talk with the TNC. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. This pen is way better than TNT. I am balling just like TNT. I got the news but no TMZ. Only real talk with the TNC. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Only the realest will feel this. Haters get out of your feelings. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. This ain't even about the haters. I just added that in there.
I'm Rika.
I'm Antoinette.
And we from Open Doors. We're visiting Active FM.
Yeah. This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Welcome back right here. We have another awesome, amazing Wednesday, where we're going to be tackling another interesting topic. Yes, I know, you saw the topic and you're like, okay, this is very interesting. Like, I want to hear this. What is this going to be all about? Before I get into the topic, the song you just heard is by Lucas Writer TNT. Yeah, so that was the name of the song. And I know it was like really awesome and amazing. It got you pumped up. You're like, whoa, this is good stuff. This is awesome. Yeah, so I really hope you enjoyed that track. Yes. I really, really do hope you enjoyed that track. It was really awesome. I enjoyed it. I was like moving here. I was like, I want to actually do this. Like really, really awesome stuff. So, before we even do the stuff, the awesome stuff, you know, get into the awesome topic and everything, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you know how my week was. Yes, my week, including my weekend. So, last weekend was really awesome and amazing. It was... let me say it was a blessing, and yeah, a lot of things happen that, you know, you don't expect, and also there's other things that happen that you did expect and you planned and everything. So it's actually a blessing to know that, yeah, you know, I'm still here and the Lord is still blessing me with many more years. Same thing with you. I am glad that you are still here, you are tuned into What's the Topic, and you are gonna have an awesome, amazing, fun time. Yes, with myself. So it's gonna be really, really awesome and amazing. So we're gonna actually look into the topic. And by the way, in case you didn't know, the topic is XXXTentacion. Yes, Tentacion. Yeah. And for those who do not know, that is basically an artist that was the same age as me. And yeah, you know, the artist actually passed away, and it was sad. It was really sad. But yeah, we're gonna look at the artist, the type of life that the artist lived, and yeah, you know, actually go into details and everything, and actually look at, yeah, the type of life that the artist was living and everything, and actually get to see the Christian side of it, you know. Yeah, the Christian side, you know, we always bring the gospel into every single part of your imagination, your pictures, yeah, everything that you can imagine and think of. So we always bring the whole picture of the Bible inside it. Yeah, so just like the past episodes where I've touched on, you know, celebrities and all the stuff, I'm actually gonna go into their lives. I'm gonna see what's happening. I'm gonna let you know what type of life they were living, and yeah, what type of impact they had, and also share with you the other side, you know, the side that they should have lived, you know, the side that they should have seen. Probably they did see, most of them do see it, but you know, because of circumstances and stuff that happens in their lives, and some of them is things that they decide, and yeah, because of those things, yeah, the other side doesn't happen. But yeah, you also get those others that actually do see, you know, the whole bigger picture and everything that is happening, you know, the bigger picture that they actually need to be focusing on and all the stuff. And as a result of seeing, you know, the bigger picture, what they actually do is they go for it, they actually go after it. And yeah, you know, it's actually interesting, it's amazing, and it's mind-blowing. So I'm also gonna include another rapper, yes, another artist, to actually, I'm gonna reference that artist. I almost say a lot of stuff, but I'm gonna reference that artist so that you can actually get to see the bigger picture, the whole bigger picture that I'm actually trying to bring across, yes, with the whole gospel involved and everything. But yeah, for those who do not know, XXXTentacion was born in 1998. Yeah, that's the year that he was born in. And it's sad to say that he actually died at a very young age. Very, very young age. Yeah, he died in 2018. But before I actually go into the whole, yeah, topic itself deeper, you know, and everything, and tell you everything about his life and all those stuff, I am going to give you what is really awesome and amazing right here on What's the Topic. You know how we do it. Yeah, I always make sure I give you the good stuff, the nice stuff, the one that actually gets you pumped up and you actually enjoy and love it. Yeah, you know that good stuff. That's the one that I give you. Before I get into the whole topic, we're gonna actually go for a short, interesting, amazing session where you actually gonna enjoy. So do not disappear. We're still here on What's the Topic, doing the most. Yes, we're gonna come back and actually go into the topic itself and actually do the most with the topic. So do not disappear anyway. Enjoy this awesome, amazing short session. See ya very soon.
The wait is over. Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive. Welcome. This is your favorite station. Stay tuned. Turn up the volume.
Three, two, one.
Just wanna see the light.
Active FM.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, now we are coming back into this. Yeah, we're gonna be going straight into the topic itself, you know, without wasting any time. We don't want to waste a lot of time. Like, we just want to get into it. Yeah, straight into it, and make sure that we actually tackle it the way we need to tackle it. And yeah, you know, the whole situation, you know how we do it right here. So like I said in the intro when I was coming in, the rapper that we're talking about is XXXTentacion, and that is the topic for today. And for those who do not know, he was a popular American rapper. Yes, he was a rapper right there in America. That's where he was, and he was doing the music and everything. He was born in 1998, January 23. Yes, the 23rd of January 1998, that's when he was born. Not that far from myself, yeah, because I was like born 2 months after him, yeah. So yeah, he was very young, like literally he was very young. And the place of birth was Plantation, FL. So that's where he was actually born, yes, right there. And for those who do not know where that place is, it's actually in Florida. That's where he was actually born. He was born in Florida. Yes, Plantation, Florida. So for those who don't know what FL stands for, so that is basically where he was born. And his full name was Josiah Dwayne Ricardo Onfroy. That's basically his full name. Now, he was actually known as a professional rapper, and his professional rapper name was XXXTentacion. And the reason why he actually named himself XXXTentacion was because of the whole you know, like the whole X, you know, when you're doing algebraic, you know, and all the stuff in your mathematics, he actually found the X to be an unknown value. You know, when you're doing your mathematics and they tell you solve for X, basically X is the unknown within the equation. So he actually saw that X as the unknown, and he actually loved it because he described his life as unknown. You know, his life always had unknown events and stuff like that. So that's basically where the whole XXXTentacion came from. And basically Tentacion, what it stands for, he actually explained that from the Greek, you know, language, what it stands for is temptation. So he was basically describing himself as an unknown temptation. So that's basically what he described himself as, and that's where the whole XXXTentacion came from. So he loved the X as an unknown variable, like, yeah, the one that's unknown, and Tentacion as temptation. So that's basically what he was calling himself, an unknown temptation. And yeah, for those who do not know, now you know. And basically, he was an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and musician. That's basically what he was, and it was really, really interesting. Now, the year that he died in was actually 2018. He died in Deerfield Beach. Yeah, there in America. That's where he died, in his car. He got shot in his car, and it was on June 18. On the 18th of June, that's when he actually died. And it was sad. It was actually sad. Like, literally, yeah, the news just came out of nowhere. Bam. And then people were shocked. They were like, hey, what do you mean he's dead? Like, you're joking, and, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, that's basically what happened. And yeah, he died just like that, bam. And the crazy thing is, you know, if you had to actually go onto the, you know, yeah, his Twitter, onto social media and all those stuff, like, it's crazy, because before he died, most of the videos that he was posting, the tweets and all those stuff, they were all referring to his death. Like, he was actually saying things like, if I die, you know, I want my life to impact this amount of kids, you know, stuff like that, and all those stuff. And it's crazy, because he, for me, I actually saw that as a situation where he prophesied his death. Like, literally, he spoke his death into being. That's basically what I saw from my side. And yeah, I don't think it was like a mistake and all the stuff. I think it was actually something that he knew that was coming, and he knew it was coming because of specific decisions that he made in his life. So that's what, yeah, led to his death. Yes, that's what I actually think happened. And he was basically 5 feet, you know, 5.6 feet tall. And that's basically how tall he was. Yeah, short or tall. Yeah, for some people it's short because they're taller than that. For others, it's tall because they're shorter than that. So that's basically, yeah, what happened. And the resting place is, his resting place is Gardens of Boca Raton. Yeah, Memorial Park. That's where he's actually buried. And it's right there in Florida. Now, this guy had a very interesting history. Like, I actually sometimes think, hey, look, at the age that he was at, the things that he was doing, I'm not doing. Like, hey, some of the things I'm like thinking, hey, I'm not ready for those things. And yeah, to actually go back, you know, into his whole history. So obviously he died at the age of 20. That's when he actually died, which was 2018. He was 20. Yes, right there, that's where he died. Now if we actually go back to his history, he actually had, you know, a girlfriend. Yeah, not just a, he had a couple of girlfriends. Now before your 2014, they did not mention them, but going to your 2014 to 2017, he had a girlfriend by the name of Geneva Ayala. Yes, that's her name. I'm like thinking, hey, this is gonna twist my tongue right there. Hey, and I don't want that tongue twist and all that stuff. But you know, what's the topic, how we do it. Yeah, we create stuff. Yeah, but that was her name. Yeah, basically that's the person that was his partner, and she was his partner from the, yeah, year 2014 to 2017. And then after that, that's when he basically, yeah, you know, he and her left, yeah, went apart, you know, separate ways and all that stuff, which is always a bad thing. Yeah, we don't want to be in such situations, but yeah, destiny, you know, and people's choices actually leads them to places where they're not supposed to be. Now going on to your 2018, so 2017, yeah, they left each other and all those things. And then after that, in 2018, that's when he got another partner, and she goes by the name of Genesis Sanchez. So that's basically her name. And what happened is, yeah, she was the person that he had a very interesting life with, and he ended up in jail, you know, all those different things, all those different scenarios and situations for different things that she claimed happened, you know, in their lives. But before I get into all those details, I am going to give you an awesome, amazing song, and this song is by Limo Blaze, and it's going to be the song that's gonna blow your mind away, because you are not ready for this. Yes, and if you are not ready for this, it's coming anyway. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, it's crazy. So the song is by Limo Blaze, and it's titled Today. So enjoy the song, it's gonna blow your mind away. And yeah, make sure that you put on your dancing shoes, because I'm about to dance. See you after this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. I try to do it, but I take it up right. Don't got no car, but God be my driver. Oh, yeah. I need a life to survive. Need a lot of things only God can provide. I try to do it, but I take it up right. Don't got no car, but God be my driver. Oh, oh.
Just to bombard me, tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I no go go if you no go send me. Me, I no go move if you no talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So help me today. Jah me a mo. Jah me a mo. So help me today. Like the way you show when you be my matter. And now you are the call, you could be my helper. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later. Yeah.
Shout out to me, Jah, number one, yeah. Nobody fit contest, you the one, yeah. Jah, Jah, me surrender, hold me life to you every day. I'm the branch of the vine, yeah. Nobody do pass you, nobody do pass you, yeah. Nobody fit try you, nobody fit try you.
Just to bombard me, tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I no go go if you no go send me. Me, I no go move if you no talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So help me today, John.
when you be my martyr. And now you are gonna call, you gonna be my helper. Understand me, need you now, stick, I need you later. Yeah,
need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Need you later. Me gon' need you now, me gon' need you later. Yeah, yeah. Hey, mi amigo, even if you ain't from Puerto Rico, things may be slow like Despacito, but God is gonna come true, his blessings.
Help me today, John, me amor. John, me amor. So help me today, John, me amor. John, me amor. Me need you now, still gonna need you later. Me like the way you show when you be my martyr. And now you are gonna call, you gonna be my helper. Understand me, need you now, still gonna need you later.
Just a bombard me. Tell this kind of loving is so fantastic. Me, I look a go if you no go send me. Me, I look a move if you no talk. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice that your word unfading. I've been set free instantaneously. I find myself in the presence of the cross.
Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, that was Lima Blaze today, and it was an awesome, amazing track. I know you enjoyed it, I know you loved it, and it was really, really interesting. Yes, So, going straight into the topic, because this topic is going to be really, really awesome, and we're going to actually touch a couple of things, and then obviously look at the Christian side of it. But, yeah, without wasting any time, let's just go back into it. So, picking up for, yeah, that was another interesting tongue twisting moment. Yes, so what I meant to say was picking up from where we left off. Basically, we were looking at the whole situation of XXXTentacion actually being with Genesis Sanchez. Woo! Yeah, you know some of these tongue twists, the way they catch you unexpected, you're like yeah. But yeah, we have it on What's the Topic. That's what makes What's the Topic awesome and amazing and fun, because we create and we make. Yeah, so yeah, going on, basically the whole situation that happened was XXXTentacion was with Genesis Sanchez, and what happened is she started accusing him for basically abusing her and all the stuff. And what happened is the one accusation that came against him was that he was actually abusing her in the house and he wasn't letting her out and all the stuff. And then they took him to court, and yeah, eventually he ended up in prison. And because of that, yeah, he was totally messed up and everything. And then yeah, eventually, you know, while he was in prison, he met another guy in prison, and from there they actually became buddies. You know, they started making music together and everything, and releasing tracks, you know, and yeah, you know, writing songs in prison and all that stuff. And yeah, that was actually another interesting way where he actually dealt with everything that he was going through. But then yeah, what happened is before he actually went to prison, she actually had a baby, which was his baby. And the one thing that actually got him into prison, yeah, you know, the one thing that actually got her to win the case was the fact that she was pregnant with his baby, and she said that he used to abuse her. And then after he found out that she had his baby, that's when it even got worse. And yeah, you know, pictures of her you know, with bruises and all the stuff, you know, they were placed onto the whole internet situation and all the stuff. But then obviously when you go to his side, he was saying that she got those bruises from other situations that happened in her life, and it wasn't him who beat her up. And basically the whole situation of her not going out of the house, he did not want her to go out of the house because he knew that she was gonna come out of the house and people are gonna see this. And because of already the first accusations that he had, they were actually gonna be like, hey, this is true. So to avoid all of those situations, he said that he kept her in the house, which for me was like, what you're saying here doesn't add up. So that's basically what happened in my mind. And to look at his whole history, he actually had a record of, you know, having that interesting psychotic type of mindset, you know, where you could even, like, with his music tell that, hey, this guy, he's suicidal. Yes, there's like interesting situations that are happening in his life, and he's like putting it inside, you know, the music that he's making and all those stuff. And that's the type of music that he was making based on the type of situations that were happening in his life. So, like, when you look at his whole life and the type of life that he lived, one thing that I can say is he did have a huge fan base, if I can put it that way. He actually impacted a lot of people, that I have to say. Like, literally, people, they were like listening to his music and everything. They were like in a position where they say they could relate to this guy's stuff. And he had influence, that's what I had to say. Like, I that's the only thing that I can say, like, that was good, that I actually see from my side. He had influence, but the problem was he had influence with the wrong type of mindset, the wrong type of focus and everything. The type of music that he used to make wasn't glorifying God. And imagine if he actually lived a life where he was glorifying God, you know, with his music, and he was actually impacting lives and touching lives. And look, the guy himself, something that was also interesting was he actually wanted to live the right life, but the problem was he never had the guidance, the proper guidance to actually live the right life. The guy had a whole, you know, foundation that he put together, and what was happening is he was motivating kids, you know, telling them that you can achieve anything, you know, basically motivating them. And that's the type of life that he used to live. And the awesome part was he actually built a whole campaign where he was donating every single time he had an opportunity to donate to children homes and all those stuff. He would do that. He actually used to, you know, buy for the kids, you know, PlayStation, stuff like that, you know, things their kids love and all those things, to actually impact them, you know, have an impact in people's lives. And he actually mentioned that that was one of his biggest desire. It was actually to impact people's lives in a positive way, to actually leave a mark, you know, a footprint, which for me I found actually amazing. But the problem was he never had the right people in his life to actually lead him, you know, in the right path. And that's why I'm saying, imagine if he actually lived a life where he glorified, you know, the Lord with his music. He actually, you know, directed the whole crowd that was following him to Christ as the whole solid foundation, the whole solution, you know, the answer to everything that you ever need in life. And for me, I believe that if he was focused on Christ himself, he wouldn't be dead by now. Like, literally, I believe he wouldn't be dead if he was focused on Christ. Because, as long as you're focused on Christ, you are immortal until your purpose is complete. And I believe that his purpose was far away from being complete. The problem was he was not focused on Christ. He was focused on other stuff and busy glorifying the enemy, which is, you know, the enemy that's against God, which is Lucifer. And because of that, Lucifer took him out. But before we go into more of the topic, here's something for you to enjoy. We'll be back.
Active FM.
Active FM. Remember, Christ music is heart music.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, Active FM, remember Christ music is hot music. Radio has never been better. We still here on What's the Topic here, touching on XXXTentacion. And that's the person that we're speaking about today. And looking at his life, you know, actually going deep into his life to actually say, hey, imagine if the guy actually lived a life that glorified the Lord. And yeah, he had big dreams. He had a lot of things that he wanted to achieve. And it was actually awesome. And yeah, it was amazing. But the problem was he was focused on the wrong, you know, person. He was focused on the wrong stuff in life. And one thing that I have to say, he was educated. Yes, that he like literally he was educated. He had a lot of knowledge. But the problem is, yeah, he was not focused on God. If he was focused on God, like I said, I believe he was not going to be dead and he was going to be alive, fulfilling his purpose, you know, impacting people's lives and everything. And it was going to be really, really awesome to see him as a young person, you know, basically impacting a lot of people's lives. And the guy even made a lot of, yeah, you know, a lot of songs that touched a lot of people's lives. And from my side, it touched a lot of people's lives in a negative way. And yeah, like, people love these songs, yes, because they could relate. Now, if you can actually relate, you know, and actually get direction to go to God, there would be even a bonus, like an impact and everything. It was gonna be really, really awesome and everything. And yeah, the guy himself did music, you know, like the genre of music that he actually did, like the type of style and everything. It was really, let me say, versatile. Yeah, he was one of those rappers that wanted to be creative on every single type of, you know, beats, yeah, genre that you give to him. Like, he actually did tracks that are hip-hop, lo-fi, R&B, you know, even emo rap. And it was really, really awesome and amazing and interesting to actually see, yeah, within within a short period of time, he actually, you know, came out of nowhere, boom, and yeah, you know, impacted a lot of people's lives. And that was in a negative way for me, but I wish he did it in a positive way. And one thing that I want you as the listener to actually think about is, how can you impact people in a positive way? And the one way you can impact people in a positive way is actually by you focusing on God. If you focus on God, I'm telling you, you're gonna impact people in a very interesting, awesome, amazing way, where God is gonna empower you. He's gonna make sure that you're in the right places at the right time, with, you know, for the right opportunities, with the right people. Yes, that's what he's gonna do. And you won't find yourself in a position where, yeah, like him, he found himself in a position where he got shot. Why? Because he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, because he wasn't focused on the right person, which was the Lord. And yeah, it's sad. It's actually really sad. But it was an awesome, amazing show. It was short. We had a lot more to actually speak about. Like, literally, I had a lot more to actually, you know, tell you. And yeah, make sure that you actually, yeah, like, take in and everything. Like, literally, yeah, there was a lot that I prepared, but I can't actually go into more of it because of, you know, time not allowing us. But we can always make a part two. So next week we're not gonna have a part two, but I will announce when we're gonna have a part two of this whole thing, and we're gonna look more into his life and actually touch more onto the word. And yeah, you know, put some scriptures in there so that you can actually see the bigger picture. And like I said, I was gonna reference one artist who actually did what I'm speaking about, what I'm actually saying is possible. And that artist was actually Kanye West. Like, literally, he actually went from serving the devil, making songs that glorify the devil, to a point where he literally, you know, just changed and said, hey, I'm focusing on God, yes, and I'm gonna release an album dedicated to the Lord. Yes, like, literally, that's what it did. And that is basically what we want. We want the same things to happen to Kendrick, you know, to all of them, J. Cole, all of those people. We actually want them to actually focus on God and say, myself, I'm living the type of lifestyle that I'm living right now. I'm leaving it behind, and I'm going to give my life to Christ, and I'm going to focus on Christ, and I'm going to make sure that I do everything for Christ. So that's what we want. Do not forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter at ActiveFM, Our website is www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to get us on iTunes Podcast, which is Active FM, or you can search the show's name. If it's What's the Topic, you search What's the Topic. And then don't also forget to catch us on Google Podcast as Active FM. Just check for Active FM, you'll find us. Go onto the YouTube channel and actually like, subscribe, don't forget to share, and leave a comment so that we know exactly what you're talking about and what you actually have, you know, in store for us and the questions that you have. And yeah, so this is Active FM right here. And before I leave you, I'm gonna give you three other different platforms that you can actually get us. You can get us on Spotify as well. Search for the Active FM show, whichever one that you want. TikTok, we are there as well. Active FM 777. Make sure you check for all of our interesting TikTok, yeah, you know, videos. You're actually gonna love them and enjoy. And the other place where you can get us is obviously Iono FM. Go to Iono FM, search for Active FM, and you actually see all our interesting, amazing episodes, shows, everything that you ever need, from sports to love to What's the Topic, right here on Active FM. I'll see you next week, same time, same place. If it's good morning to you, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on what time zone it is there by you. Yes, and I will see you. Peace out and God bless.
Get your tambourines out, play those strings and shout loud. We have much to celebrate. Shout that shout of victory, play those drums and hit those keys. We're holding nothing back. Praise the Lord, this is it. Raise the